It was a dramatic day in the U.S. Senate with a vote to advance a Republican health care bill. Alaska's two senators split their votes. Both told Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin the outlook for the bill is uncertain.
Protesters in the gallery were escorted out individually. Then, with their chants still ringing in the chamber, 99 senators sat grim-faced as the roll was read.
Ms. Murkowski.
Senator Lisa Murkowski's answer, no, was barely picked up by the microphone, but it was heard loud and clear across the Capitol. On a procedural vote on whether to begin debate on a bill to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, she and Senator Susan Collins of Maine were the only Republicans to vote no. That meant a 50-50 tie, which the vice president broke, keeping the bill in play. Murkowski told reporters this isn't the way to pass a health care bill, with no hearings and major elements of the bill still in flux.
Look, we need to get the work done, but it's more important to get the work done right, that substance matters when it comes to health care reform.
She says she's well aware that Republicans back home are disappointed in her. Alaska Republican Party Chairman Tuckerman Babcock wrote a letter to both senators over the weekend reminding them that repealing the ACA was central to the Republican agenda. Conservatives on social media have been less polite. Murkowski says she wants health care reform, too, but she says this bill isn't ready for debate on the Senate floor.
At the end of the day, I'm looking at it through the lens of what do I think is best for Alaskans.
Her no vote was somewhat overshadowed by the return of Senator John McCain, fresh from surgery and a diagnosis of brain cancer. With a new scar over his left eye, the Arizona Republican said the process the bill went through was wrong. It was crafted among Republicans behind closed doors, and McCain says they tried to convince skeptical colleagues it was better than nothing.
That it's better than nothing? Asking us to swallow our doubts and force it past a unified opposition. I don't think that's going to work in the end, and probably shouldn't.
McCain says it was wrong when Democrats pushed the Affordable Care Act through with no Republican votes, and it's wrong to do the same to them now.
Hold hearings. Try to report a bill out of committee with contributions from both sides.
McCain's stance on the process was the same as Murkowski's, but he cast the decisive vote in favor of the procedural motion. He said he wanted debate to begin and to start amending the bill. Senator Dan Sullivan also voted yes, and he says it's just a starting point. He says he's been working behind the scenes to make the Senate proposal better for Alaska.
The status quo is unacceptable. In beginning the process, which is bipartisan now, you're going to see amendments on both sides and debate on both sides, is important. It's what I committed to, and it's why I voted that way.
Now the Senate will log 20 hours of debate. Technically, they voted to debate the bill the House passed, but Republican leaders say they'll swap the bill for something else. It's still unclear what exactly. Then the Senate will begin trying to amend it. Both Alaska senators say they don't know what the bill will look like in the end. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.